Brazil's embattled president Dilma Rousseff is condemning the move to impeach her as a coup and a farce. She delivered a television address today after the Brazilian Senate voted overnight to suspend her from office and put her on trial. That trial could stretch into the Summer Olympics, which are scheduled to begin in Rio on August 5th. Rousseff is accused of illegally manipulating finances to hide a growing deficit ahead of her re-election, charges she denies. The BBC's Julia Carneiro joins us now from Brazil. And Julia, since you're standing there in the nation's capital, just take a look around and tell us, how are people reacting to what's happened?
Magna, I'm in the so-called Ministerial Esplanade. This is a big avenue here in the capital where all the ministerial buildings are lined up, and the Congress building is at the end, as well as the Presidential Palace, where President Dilma Rousseff has been spending most of her time over the past years, and has now this melancholic moment of leaving government, leaving her post prematurely before her mandate finishes. Here, it's a very bright, sunny day. People are going about their businesses, but there are protesters there in front of the presidential palace that are, it's not a very large group, around 200, 300 people, but they're supporting the president. And we're seeing small protests like this in other parts of the country as well.
I understand that some of President Rousseff's supporters are calling this a coup. But on the other hand, the Senate did vote to suspend President Rousseff 55-22. And that was after a 20-hour all-night session. Can you tell us more about what happened at the debate?
Yes, it was a very bad result, really, for the government, because they had been hoping at least to achieve lower numbers defying Rousseff's government. Now, in Senate, what we saw was one senator after the other, all of them were entitled to 15-minute speeches, and using that moment to really point their finger at Rousseff and list many of their problems of her administration and why they were defending her impeachment. And lots of this reasoning didn't really have to do only with the official allegations for which she's facing the impeachment proceedings, but also with the failure of her administration in managing the economy. Brazil's facing the worst recession in 25 years. Unemployment is on the rise, with over 10 million people unemployed in Brazil at the moment. Inflation is on the rise. So it's a moment, it's a grim moment in Brazil, and many people here put that on President Dilma Rousseff's record, and that was reflected in Senate during this vote.
And Julia, I understand, though, that the 55-22 vote was actually closer than many had anticipated. What does that mean for the impeachment proceedings, which are now going to follow?
For the impeachment proceedings to go forward on this vote, there were 40 or 41 votes were necessary. So a simple majority was necessary, just half the votes plus one. Now, in the next stage, after the trial that President Dilma Rousseff will now face, there will be another vote at the end of the process where 2/3 majority is needed to really make her impeachment definite. So at that stage, 54 votes will be necessary to impeach her. And this means people who want to oust her yesterday and today with this result, they thought, well, okay, so that's a good sign, because we already have 55 votes, so that's a sign we have enough support in Senate to oust her. But we spoke to one of her supporters in Senate, and he saw that as well as very close, so a sign of, well, if they manage to change one, two, or three senators' minds in the coming months, they won't manage to approve the impeachment. So I think both sides tried to see things positively.
And finally, Julia, I mean, the entire world this summer had been anticipating going to Brazil for the Olympic Games. Does the current political situation call into question Brazil's ability to host the world's most important sporting event?
Magna, it shouldn't change the way the games are being organized. What does change, though, is the mood here in the country. We're less than 100 days away from the Olympic Games, and no one is really talking about it or getting psyched up or excited about it. It's really like everyone is concerned about the political situation following these developments here in Brasilia very closely. And now we're having the tour, the relay of the Olympic torch across the country that just started last week. And maybe this torch relay will help get people in the mood. But hopefully these political developments won't bring more instability to the country, or at least there will be a pause and some kind of a relief during the weeks of the Olympics for things to run smoothly.
The BBC's Julia Carneiro speaking with us from Brasilia. Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Magna.